Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're reporting from Nashville, hearing from Jerry Bone, president of the NCBA, in just a moment.
If you purchased Super S Super Track 303, Super S 303, Cam 2 Pro Max 303, or Cam 2 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. These specific products fail to meet OEM specifications and viscosity requirements and could also cause severe damage to your equipment. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods between December 1st, 2013 and the present. Your claim deadline is December 29th, 2021, and you may be eligible for a monetary award. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Our coverage from Nashville being brought to you in part by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Today, Jerry Bone with us. Jerry is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, cattle producer from the state of Kansas, and he indicates that there's several things that they're watching real closely in our nation's capital, some positive, some rather worrisome. In that second category, they're definitely concerned about some of the ideas the Biden administration has about raising more money for all their programs.
The tax consequences that they're suggesting would be very devastating to agriculture. They've got a lot of programs that they want to fund, and so to get that funding, they're coming out and asking for some changes. One of the most concerning ones is that they're suggesting that we do away with the step-up in basis, which would hurt the ability of ranches and farms to pass their operation on to the next generation. So we're going to fight really, really hard to make certain that step-up in basis continues to be in place for our agricultural producers. Another thing that they're looking at is changing the capital gains law, and so we're going to have to look at that also. Also, a state law, estate taxes and those kinds of things are also on the drawing board. And so we've got our work cut out for us as we attempt to save and help protect our producers from having to deal with those consequences of those changes.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration and the NCBA are seeing eye to eye on the product of the U.S. labeling issue. Jerry Bone says it's time this gets cleaned up.
Yes, that's something that we have been working on for a couple of years. It was brought to our attention by some of our members that the product of USA label was being misused. And as we began to investigate, we did find out that there were some claims being made. USA label was being put on product that actually did not come from the United States. We're aware of some that even had a label from another country, and it also said product of the U.S. So what we've asked for and what we've petitioned USDA to do is to eliminate the product of the USA label as it's currently being used and to go to a label that says processed in the United States. That would cover everything that's currently going on. If someone wants to use the product with the USA label, they could then go to the USDA, do a process verified program, and verify that the origin of the beef products actually came to the United States, then they could use product with the USA. USDA is very committed to making this happen. It isn't going to happen overnight. It's probably going to be about a two-year process where they'll have to go out and ask for comments and before it will become put in place. I believe that they recognize that there's a problem. It's really a truth in labeling law is really what we're talking about here. So I think that they're going to work really hard to make certain that this gets done.
One of the areas that I know that you're very engaged with this talk about the navigable waters protection rule, the rule that the Trump administration put in that replaced WOTUS. Seems like the Biden administration interested in going backwards.
Yes, Ron, that's correct. They have announced that they intend to look at that law and reopen it. They've assured us already that they will not be going back to what the Obama administration proposed in 2015, but it looks like it's probably going to be something different than what the Trump administration proposed. So we're going to vigilantly watch that to protect, again, our producers' interests. We've had pretty good relationship with EPA. Administrator Michael Reagan has been in direct contact with our team in Washington, and they have assured us that they don't want to go back and go really severely against us, but there are some things that they want to tweak. And so we'll be monitoring that and working with them to make certain that the interests of cattlemen and producers across the country is protected.
NCBA President Jerry Bone, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
From Nashville, that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.